So, during our last session, you were telling me about your feelings of hopelessness. Are these feelings still persisting?
Yeah, Doctor. Sometimes I just feel like there's no point to life. Like last night, for instance. I was making a salad, and it felt like I'd made that salad 1,000 times before, and I thought, how many more salads do I have to make? Why do I have to continue making salads for the next 60 years? Is there any point? So I stopped making the salad and just went to bed instead.
I see. Don't you think you're overreacting a little? Why are you thinking about the next 60 years as a vast abyss? Really, you should be thinking about how delicious the salad will be, and maybe what you'll have for dessert. Or maybe the problem is that you didn't want a salad at all. You were making it out of a habit. You could have thought about it some more and prepared yourself a nice lasagna.
But doctor, a salad, lasagna, a slice of pie, what does it matter? It's just food. Despite all the financial success I've known, I still feel totally worthless.
But you're taking a negative thought and just running with it. One could obsess about 1,000 things and make themselves miserable. This just happens to be one thing that you're choosing to focus on. You tell yourself life is boring and pointless, and life becomes boring and pointless. Do you understand?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but sometimes I just feel so down. I can barely find enough energy to cook anymore. Like I told you, I just want to sleep my life away.
So how much are you sleeping?
Seems like I'm in bed all the time, but I'm sleeping kind of irregularly. I try to watch TV at night to put my mind at ease, but it doesn't seem to work. When I'm home, I basically drift in and out of sleep. I have absolutely no energy.
Okay. Are you getting any exercise? Are you eating well?
Well, I feel so tired that I don't even have enough energy to exercise. And I don't have much of an appetite these days. I've been smoking cigarettes quite a bit.
Well, listen to me. We're going to have to dramatically change your lifestyle. First of all, you need to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. And I need you to get a minimum of 7 hours sleep a night. Now, this might be difficult at first since your sleep schedule is off. So we're going to put you on an exercise schedule. To start out, you're going to have to take a brisk walk for 45 minutes, Monday through Friday. No more TV before bed, no more junk food. I'm putting you on a balanced diet that will give you the nutrition you need.
How do you expect me to do all this? Do I have to give up cigarettes as well?
We'll deal with your smoking at the next visit. The rest is completely within your reach. You want to get better, don't you?
I suppose.